Well, congratulations, everybody. And thank you very much, and thank you very much, Chancellor. I hope you're having a brilliant day so far. It's an absolute pleasure to be asked back to my university, a place that I spent 3 incredibly happy years studying, and it was 8 years to the day, pretty much, as Dr. Bunning just said, that I graduated for the first time. But I actually missed the ceremony because of I was covering a Radio 1 show, so a bit of sympathy, please. Woe is me. Oh, poor old Greg having to go all the way to London to be on Radio 1. But I didn't get a chance to do this, and it's really lovely to be here, and my mum and dad didn't get a chance to see me do this, and they're in the front row over there. The investment has finally paid off, Dad. It was worth remortgaging the house after all. Hashtag tuition fees. But thank you very much for the invite and also the free degree. It means a great deal to me, and it's... hashtag Nick Clegg. And it's brilliant to get to jump off the hamster wheel at Radio 1 for a day, take stock and come back to the mighty UEA, because I feel very at home here, and I always did. And as you're about to find out, I'm very sentimental. As my sister puts it, a big softie. You're looking at a man that cried when the Worsley family from Barnsley realised Adelaide wasn't the place for them on an episode of Wanted Down Under. He left a really good job for it as well. It was a shame. It was brilliant to come back here recently for the big weekend, as was mentioned. We brought our big weekend, which is a huge music festival, for those of you who don't know. We brought some of the biggest artists in the world. We had Taylor Swift, we had Foo Fighters, and we had Muse, to name just a few. And it was some of the biggest artists in the world on Earlham Park, which for me and everyone who's been to Norwich and studied here and knows the place was in itself ridiculous. That was the place I used to listen to Radio 1, listen to big weekends and go, oh, I'd love to do that one day, it sounds amazing. So to get to do it was a complete dream. And also great to show Fern Cotton and Grimmy around Norwich and say, oh, that's where I first got off with my girlfriend, and that's where I did my weekly shop, and that's where I did work experience at BBC Norfolk, and that's where I DJed in Optic for the first time. I don't think it's called that anymore, but I DJed with a man called DJ Hotpoint because he was so fat he was named after a fridge. That's a true story. But they couldn't have cared less, but I loved it, and I cared because I'm so attached to this place that on my last trip back to Norwich during the big weekend, I went back to my old house on Cambridge Street, 59 Cambridge Street, and for some reason I had this romantic notion that I'd be welcomed back with open arms, and it would be, oh my God, yeah, come on in, which one was your room again, let's have a party. But I was greeted with a naked German man leading out the leading out the bathroom window mid-shower, as he said, I'm the only one in, can you come back later? I don't think it was as camp as that, but My point is, even if no one else cares, I hope that you have very special memories of this place, like I do, and I hope that you feel a connection to it as well. So, back to today. Congratulations to all of you in here. You've done amazingly well, and your families and friends should be very proud of you. It is a genuinely brilliant achievement to do what you've done today and over the last few years. And when I got told about this, my best mate's reaction was, they're going to hate you because you didn't do exams. And there might be a bit of that, but nothing that a good old shout-out on the radio can't fix. And I'm incredibly proud to have been asked to come back here today, and I feel very strongly about UEA, because one of its great assets is that it feels very strongly about its students, not just because you pay them thousands of pounds, although that does help, but because they see each person as an individual that needs help in achieving their full potential. And that's what they did for me, and I'm sure they did that for you too. So I hope that you go on to even greater things after today. You must realise that you can do absolutely anything you want to. And I think the most important thing I learnt here was that if you have a passion, you should follow it. If it's to do with your degree or your qualification, then that's perfect. And if it's not, do you know what? It doesn't even matter. Nothing is a waste of time if you learn from it. And I always go by this mantra that we only get to have one go at stuff, and even if it's the most mad idea ever, you want to change course, whatever, explain calmly to mum and dad, first of all, because it will hurt. But take some risks, and be brave would be my advice, because when it comes off, it's the greatest feeling ever. It's also okay if something doesn't quite come off, because at least you failed at something you really cared about. And I'd like to paraphrase my hero Jim Carrey, when he said, imagine how rubbish it would be if you failed at something you didn't want. So... it's a good point. Think about it. So now, with the foundations that UEA have helped you lay, you're now ready to go out into the world and do your thing. So go and do it brilliantly and surprise yourself, because it's a great feeling. And have a think about the things that you fell in love with here at UEA. For me, it was the place I fell in love with radio, with acting and messing about on a stage. Maximo Park, who is still my favourite band ever. I saw them in the LCR and I've not looked back since. And Snakebite, my first girlfriend, and the theme tune to Richard and Judy. Those are the things that I really hold true to me here. I mean, I had 8 contact hours a week. I watched it every day. But this is the place I worked out what I was good at, and I hope you've done the same too, and I hope you're on the path to discovering that as well. There were people here that made me achieve, or realise that I could achieve things that I only dreamed of, and there were people here that told me I could act and host things and do the radio, and that means it's a very special place. And the things that happen to you here are important. The friends you've made here today are important. The people that are whooping and cheering at you today, that was important. It's an important moment, and I feel very privileged to be part of it today. So remember, come back and visit it. Bore your friends with guided tours of the cathedral when even they don't care, and always be proud, like I am, that you went to UEA, because as we all know only too well, oh, UEA is wonderful. Thank you very much. Have a great summer. Shall I just go back over there? Oh, I'll stay here.
Well, I'd like to thank Greg, especially for calling UEA mighty. I think we'll call ourselves, designate ourselves mighty, the mighty UEA, I think, from now on. So thank you very much for a very, very nice, funny address. So...
I'm not coming back, am I?
That's
what that meant.
I think you've got one or two fans out there, just one or two. Okay, so now we've concluded the formal business of congregation. You're now our graduates, and congratulations once again on everything, on these great achievements.